Today is the fourth day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we greet another week. And it's a reset, friends. This week is in front of us. It's not behind us. It's in front of us. And so our choices will make up what this week looks like. And so we are doing the right thing by immersing ourselves in the scriptures as they inform those choices and those words and those thoughts that we write upon this week with the story of our lives. And so it is wonderful to be together as we gather yet again around the global campfire and move forward. Moving forward leads us back to where we left off. And that leads us back into the book of 2 Samuel. And today we will read 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 through 23, verse 23. And we will read from the New International Version this week. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge and my savior. From violent people, you save me. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. The waves of death swirled about me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple, he heard my cries. My cry came to his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the heavens shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, bolts of lightning blazed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy with great bolts of lightning. He routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of breath from his nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and crushed them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them completely, and they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but He did not answer. I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I pounded and trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the peoples. You have preserved me as the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my God, the rock, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who puts the nations under me, who sets me free from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. These are the last words of David, the inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. If my house were not right with God, surely he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part. Surely he would not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie. These are the names of David's mighty warriors. Josheb-Bashabet, a Tekemenite, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 800 men whom he killed in one encounter. Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahoite. As one of the three mighty warriors, he was with David when they taunted the Philistines gathered at Pathdamim for battle. and the Israelites retreated. But Eleazar stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi, the Hararites. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. During harvest time, 3 of the 30 chief warriors came down to David at the cave of Adullam, while a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the 3 mighty warriors broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. "Far be it from me, Lord, to do this," he said. "Is it not the blood of men who win at the risk of their lives?" And David would not drink it. Such were the exploits of the 3 mighty warriors. Abishai, the brother of Joab, son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 3. He raised his spear against 300 men, whom he killed, and so he became as famous as the 3. Was he not held in greater honor than the 3? He became their commander, even though he was not included among them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a valiant fighter from Kabzeel, performed great exploits. He struck down Moab's 2 mightiest warriors. He also went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. And he struck down a huge Egyptian. Although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club. He snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Such were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. He too was as famous as the 3 mighty warriors. He was held in greater honor than any of the 30, but he was not included among the 3, and David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to a cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Proverbs 16:19-20. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this brand new week, how we get to immerse ourselves in the scriptures, allowing you to continue the work of transforming us, sanctifying us, restoring us, putting us back together, bringing shalom, making us whole again. Thank you for your continued work in restoring us. We love you. And we are excited as we move into the book of Acts, into this new territory, for what you will reveal to us. And as we approach the ending of 2 Samuel and continue forward in that story, we are eager for all that you have to show us. And from the Psalms today, we do indeed pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of our family and friends, we will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we will seek your prosperity. We pray these things, Jesus, in your mighty and precious name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible and Chronological. This is Cynthia from Virginia. I'm just calling to give God all honor, glory, and praise. I just want to thank him. Thank him for all the many blessings that he bestows upon us. No matter what we're going through, we are still blessed. God is so awesome. I thank the Harden family for this podcast. I thank God for each and every person involved in it, in the background, and the ones that call in, the ones that pray for others, the ones that don't call in but still pray, the people on the prayer wall, just the whole community. I just give God honor, glory, and praise. Ask him, Father God, to bless and continue to heal and keep all of us, Father God. We give you all honor, glory, and praise because you deserve it, Father God. You tell us, Lord, we have not because we ask not. You tell us to ask and we shall receive, to seek and we shall find, to knock and the doors will be open. And Lord, you have proven and kept your promises that by your stripes we are healed. So thank you, Lord. I give you all honor, glory, and praise, singing nothing but hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are so awesome. Awesome, awesome God. Can't do anything but praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family. This is Jesus Little Lamb in Idaho. And I just want to share something with you real quick. By C.S. Lewis, here's a quote that says, "I have found a desire within myself that no experience in this world can satisfy. The most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." T. Today is May 31st. It is my 62nd birthday, and that's not why I'm calling. I have rarely wanted to celebrate my birthday. I had a lot of self-hatred because of decisions that I've made in the past that have hurt myself and many people that I've loved. And I know I have been forgiven, and I know that I have been set free. But Father God has given me a new life that I can't resist. And I know that He made me for another world, and this world cannot satisfy. Where I was looking for satisfaction, I could never find it here. I can only find it in Christ. And so I pray for all of you today that you would find that peace where you can actually forgive yourself of your past, because the Lord has. And Brian, today, the 31st of May, was so monumental and such a gift to me. And I thank you for today, because it married the Old Testament and the New Testament to me. That where I find myself still as a thief on the cross in the Old Testament, I am now found as a forgiven thief on the cross. And how David, even in his closeness and his love for you, he still found forgiveness. We have circumstances, and we have to pay for some of those things we've done, but He paid it all on the cross for us. So live in peace, forgive yourself, and forgive us.
Hi family, it's Mary Lynn in New Brunswick again, and I'm just calling to ask for prayers for all the people of Nova Scotia, and specifically for my son. My oldest son, Daryl, has four investment properties that he and his wife have purchased over the last 2 years. As rental properties, income properties. And if you follow in the news at all, there are four severe forest fires, wildfires, raging through the greater HRM area, Halifax Municipality. Sorry, my tongue's tied there in the center. He has one house that is directly in the middle of two of the fires. 10 minutes from one, roughly 20 minutes from the other. So if you could pray protection over my son's properties, but also protection over everyone's properties. There's already been several hundred, I think upwards of 300 plus residential homes lost, as well as several businesses and industrial properties damaged. So please pray for the wildfires in Nova Scotia and protection for the workers. They've got, I think, 9 fire departments right now working from the greater Nova Scotia area, and they're begging for companies to come in from other provinces, even from Maine and New Hampshire. So please pray for protection and rest for the fire workers. Thanks, family. Remember, it's God's love in us to the world, because love truly does change everything. Hi, family.
Hey, little Jackson. This is from Junk to Treasure, and I want to pray over you, young man. I know that you're getting ready to start treatments again, and I want you to be able to go into those treatments at peace in your heart. And so we bow before our Savior. Lord God, we praise you that you are fully in control of all things. You have unmatched power to heal and to perform miracles, and that's what we are asking for. In your compassion, Father God, relieve Jackson's distress and shine the light of your face upon him and pour out your awesome power of healing that you purchased for him. We pray, dear God, for restoration over his organs because of what these treatments can do to him. And we pray that you will bless him with a long and abundant life. And we give you the praise ahead of time, Lord, for the miracles you will do in his life. Bring peace to his mom and his grandmother, Lord God. A peace that passes all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, We thank you and we praise you tonight. Amen and amen. Make treasures out of the junk that is thrown in our lives.